Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program, and this is for the recording date of Sunday, December the 29th, 2013. I am the Christian ambassador for, servant of, and to the Rastafari community for truth, justice, and righteousness. Freedom, justice, equality, the kingdom of God, queendom of goddess in heaven, right here, right now on this earth, kingdom of Islam, the way to peace, the way to the watchers of noon, life, force, energy, tranquil, peaceful, in accord with the universe, at one, no boundaries, no barriers, Allah, Allah. We are dealing now with the leadership, sisters and brothers. This Quran says, and we see not with you your intercessors, about whom you asserted that they were Allah's associates in respect to you. Who are these intercessors? Who are these that the leadership associated with Allah, and these that many poor working class people buy into as associates of Allah? Allah is that power in the universe, that energy, that force in the universe, knowledge in the universe that raises us up and excels us and causes us to be the most complete human being, God, goddess, on this earth, child of the Most High. The presidents and prime ministers, leaders, Republicans, Democrats, they come before us, and even in the nations of Europe, some of them claim to be socialists. They claim, look, with me are the powers and associates of excellence. With me are the powers and leaders that will excel you. They tell the poor working class masses of the people, vote for me, support me, and along with me, I will bring those that are associated with excellence, those that are associated with upliftment. Do they not talk about how their system of capitalism, which we know is privatized and parasitic capitalism, their system is not socialized capitalism. Their system does not make it so that the products that come from the mechanisms of production, they do not make sure that the products, that the revenues, that the monies, that the resources are equally to access to all in society, they do not practice social capitalism. These leadership, they practice privatized capitalism, which means all the products that come from the mechanisms of production, all the products and the revenues and the resources that come through the system go into the hands, the private hands of the wealthy ruling class, the 1%. House of Rothschilds, Oppenheimers. So they claim to have with them those that are associated with upliftment. But when we check it, we don't see upliftment for the masses. We see maybe a little elite class lifted up, not for the benefit of the masses, but so that they may be the buffer between the ruling class and the masses who are ready to overturn the system. So the leadership who have claimed to be allied with the associates of Allah, we have seen that they are allied not with the associates of Allah, but they are allied with the associates of Satan. These that claim to uplift are really propagating a system that is destructive and parasitic. The system is parasitic because the system feeds on the spirit, soul, energy of the masses. Not so the masses can have equal access to time, energy, space, land, wealth, resources, health, education, and so on, but so that the masses may be disconnected from such reality desired by the Most High, and so that the ruling class and ruling families may have it all. So the leaders, presidents, prime ministers, Democrat, Republican, and socialists even, are in reality causing a unity between us and the associates of the devil. In scripture called the other gods and goddesses, the other Elohim. The word Elohim describing spirit and soul energy in the universe. Spirit and soul energy are good, and then there are spirit, soul, energy in the universe that are bad. These are called the other Elohim, the other gods and goddesses. In Quran called the associates. The word other in the African Hebrew language is 312, akir or akir, meaning another, other, following, further, other, different, meaning that the Most High spirit, soul, energy in the universe has, how do you call it? I don't want to say inferior, but that's a good word to use. But those that are the workers who do the bidding of the Most High, who, yes, are inferior to the Most High, these that are called angels, these that are called spirit, these spirit soul energies that do the bidding of the Most High, that are beholden to the Most High. And you and I are also spirit soul energy in human flesh. We are supposed to do the bidding of the Most High. So we are with the Most High. But there are other Elohim. There are other gods, goddesses, spirit soul energies that are not working on behalf of the Most High, and are not working on behalf of the masses of the people, but are working on behalf of Satan and the wicked ruling class and ruling families who have given their spirit soul energies to the satanic and demonic forces. These are the others. These are the anothers. These are the following. These are the further. When we go with them, we go further away from the Most High. I'm looking at the acronyms. You see man, and you see men, and you see the word strange. These men and women, these leaders are strange. The word strange in the African Hebrew language, one of the words for strange and stranger has to do with that which takes the life out of you and the life out of the universe that destroys life. So these other gods, these other goddesses, these other Elohim are the associates that the Quran is saying that the leaders are guiding us to, not the associates of Allah, but the associates of Satan or the other gods and goddesses or the other spirit soul energies that are called demons, that are wicked spirit soul energies that lead us away from Allah. And Allah represents the watchers of noon, peace and tranquility, no boundaries, no barrier, only life and life and more life and not death. Now this word, other, in the African Hebrew language, is rooted in another word, 309, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. This word means to delay, to hesitate, to tarry, to defer, to remain behind. When we associate with the demons, the wicked spirit soul energies, when we associate with the house of Rothschild and Oppenheimer's and their leadership, their CEOs, their heads of government, financial, educational, and religious institutions, we find that truth, justice, and righteousness in our lives are delayed. We find that even though they propagate that their system called capitalism, but which is not socialized capitalism, but privatized and parasitic, destructive, they say their system brings wealth and brings health and brings prosperity to the masses. We know that these entities, health, wealth, and prosperity, hesitate. The system hesitates on these realities, delays these realities. These realities seem to tarry, seem not to come forth into our lives. Justice is deferred, and deferred justice is denied justice. These realities remain behind. These realities are delayed. Yahushua is delayed. These demons, these wicked energies and forces in the universe, these wicked spirit soul energies, they cause the delaying of health, wealth, and prosperity to all. These wicked spirit soul energies hinder us, keep us back. These are the definitions of Aker. These are the definitions of the word other, which is descriptive of the word associate in Quran. Delay us, hinder us, keep us back, cause us to wait. How many times have we said to the leadership, we need justice now, and they say, wait. We need the wars to end now, and they say, wait. No, we're going to pull the forces out in 2013. Now we're going to pull the forces out of Afghanistan in 2014. Now they are negotiating to keep the forces, United States forces, in Iraq and Afghanistan forever. A perpetual presence of soldiers in Afghanistan and Iraq. See? That's the other gods and goddesses. That's the other Elohim that work to delay life and delay freedom and delay justice and delay that which is our human right. Look at the healthcare situation. Look at the Affordable Health Care Act. Some good things about it, but overall, we see delay of health care as a human right for all. So even those of you and us who believe in the Affordable Health Care Act know and understand that Barack Obama told those like John Conyers and others who were standing for health care for all, no matter our economic status, Barack said to them, delay, tarry, behind, defer. We're not going to have total health care for all. We're going to have this, which is called Affordable Health Care Act. So even those who believe in the Affordable Health Care Act, we must continue to work for the reality of health care for all, whether you have money or don't have money, and make sure that we continue to work so that all may have equal access to time, energy, space, land, wealth, resources. So the Quran is saying, you talked about these associates who were not the associates of Allah, not the associates of upliftment, not the associates of those that would excel, the messages that would excel the people, the associates that were not the associates that are revealing the true, hidden, and unseen hand. These that are propagated by the leadership are not the associates that would reveal the truth of the system, so that we may come together, organize together for freedom, justice, and equality, and transcend boundaries and barriers and manifest noon, the waters of noon, transmitting light, conducting light, permeating with the eternal and infinite force of life in the material world, in human flesh. No, these leaders, male and female, Republican, Democrat, CNN, MSNBC, so-called even socialist leadership in France, is it Hollande, who claimed socialism? But you see France down in the Central Republic of Africa, thieving resources, fomenting warfare and bloodshed between Christians and Muslims. And then Hollande, France, so-called socialist, sends the military of France into Central Republic of Africa and into, Mali, to play like they are the solution to the problem that they helped to create with the CIA, with Mossad, MI5 and 6. So these who claim to be allied with the associates that would lead us into upliftment and truth and justice, no, they have given us the associates of the other gods, the other goddesses, who have failed us and failed them. Because it says, certainly, the ties between you are now cut off, and that which you asserted has failed you. And so we say to the leadership, and we say to ourselves, we must warn each other and understand that we must ally ourselves with the Allah, with the Ilah, with Yahweh, Yahuwah, with Nun and Nanet, with Ha and Hahet, with Kuk and Karket, with Amun and Amanet, with Ptah, with Atum. Align ourselves with the forces of the universe that are the manifestation and personification of the Most High in the universe. Ally ourselves, align ourselves with solar science, lunar science, astral science, planetary science, the science of the universe that teaches us life and existing for all. Align ourselves with such power and such reality, and we will see that the influence of the wicked ruling class and ruling families, those other gods and goddesses, those Elohim, that have given their spirit, soul, energy over to do the wicked bidding of the wicked ruling class, we will see that their power and influence will go by the wayside. Let me see if I can shift to the Bible and deal with some of the lessons that we have been given in Bible. We had a Sunday school lesson, December 29th, titled, Jesus is Represented in the Temple. But I want to hit something above where this lesson is found, which is St. Luke chapter 2, verse 25 to 37. But there was a verse, chapter 2 of Luke, verse 7. And remember, Luke is a European dude, a white guy, a European man, but he loves black people. Luke says he went down to talk to black people, to talk to the African Christians, African Hebrew Christians, so that he may understand the truth surrounding Yahushua. And so these Africans are teaching him the truth of the message of Yahushua. And in verse 7, talking about the birth of Yahushua that we covered, and we showed that the birth of Yahushua is the scientific birth of every human being. But when it said that there was no room for them in the inn, laid him in a manger. The word manger is 5336 Fatne. Let me see if I can.
Strong's G, 5336. Fonte.
Fonte, 5336 on the Greek side of the Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. The word crib, manger, this is a feminine noun. See, we see that Yahushua is laid in the feminine power. Yahushua, health, wealth, prosperity, deliverance, liberty, and warning of vengeance of the Most High if we do not provide health, wealth, prosperity, liberty, and deliverance to the masses. This Yahushua power laid in the feminine, that feminine power of the human family, cradling, giving love to Yahushua, giving suck, one might say, to Yahushua, giving life to the power in the universe and within ourselves that will provide health, wealth, prosperity, liberty, deliverance for all, and warning of vengeance if we do not provide health, wealth, prosperity, liberty, and deliverance for all. Laid him in a manger because there was no room. The word room is a masculine noun, okay? This word, let me hear the pronunciation.
Strong's G, 5117, tapas, tapas.
Tapas. Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, Greek side, 5117, tapas. This word means a place, a portion or space marked off from a surrounding space. This word even means a place and in an inhabited place, a city, a village, a district. Understand, sisters and brothers, the reality of Yahushua must find place in our cities, in our villages, in our districts, in our states, in our nations, in the international community. Meaning, the principles of health, wealth, and prosperity, liberty, liberation, deliverance for the masses, this reality must find place all over the earth. And if it does not, then we will see the vengeance of the Most High on all who have not worked to provide such a reality for all. No room in the inn. See, there has been no room for this reality of Yahushua in the cities, in the districts, in the towns, in the counties, in the states, in the nations. That's the problem in the earth. No freedom, no justice, no equality, no liberty, no liberation, no health for the people, no wealth, no prosperity for the people. People's money's running out. Jobs being destroyed, living wage jobs being destroyed, corporations, mining corporations and multinational corporations, oil resource corporations, diamond, gold resource corporations, all of them taking advantage of the fact that the masses of the people have been forced to work as slave labor, providing resources and income and revenue, not for ourselves, but for the wicked ruling class and ruling families. Why? Because there has been no room for Yahushua in the end. Now, the word the end, 2646, let's hear the pronunciation.
Strong's G, 2646, Katalama, Katalama.
Katalama. 2646, Greek side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. This is a neutered noun. The word room was masculine. The word manger was feminine, showing us that we must see the union of masculine power and feminine power to produce Yahushua, to cultivate Yahushua, to cultivate health, wealth and prosperity, liberty, deliverance for all. But there was no room in the inn. And the word inn, let me hear it again.
Strong's G, 2646, Katalama, Katalama.
Katalama, an inn, a lodging place, an eating room, a dining room. So we see that we, the masses, have not been allowed to feast and eat from the universe. The masses have not been allowed to dine at the table of the universe, and the Most High provided this table for each and every human being. No one is to be denied to feast and dine and lodge and rest in the bosom of time, energy, space, land, wealth, resources, health, wealth, prosperity, liberty, deliverance. This is supposed to be provided for all. And then we see that the root of this word is 2647. Let's hear the pronunciation.
Strong's G, 2647, Kataluo, Kataluo.
Kataluo, 2647, Greek side. This word means to dissolve, to disunite, to destroy, to demolish, to overthrow, to render vain, meaning powerless, to deprive of success, to bring to naught, to overthrow institutions, forms of government, laws, to deprive of force and annul and abrogate and discard. Let's take this last break. See you on the other side of the break.